And Aspen police want information about individuals connected to a September 12th jewelry heist. Three items were stolen from an as-yet unidentified business with a combined retail value of over $100,000. Police are trying to identify the following suspects in relation to the case. Suspect 1 is a young woman in her 30s or 40s, 5'5" with straight, long, dark hair, olive complexion. She wore a long skirt and carried a Michael Kors purse. Suspect 2 is also a young woman in her 30s or 40s, 5'8" with dark brown hair in a loose bun, olive complexion, distinctive nose, and wore a long skirt. Suspect 3 is a heavyset woman with reddish brown hair and a top bun. She wore a royal blue long sleeve sweater with rhinestone buttons and a dark ankle length skirt. Suspect 4 is an older man in his late 50s, 5'8" with unhealthy teeth, wore a short sleeved white button down shirt and a white hat. No mention about the color of his pants. Suspect 5 is an older woman, also in her late 50s, 5'8" in wedge sandals, heavy set, missing some teeth, and she wore a visor low on her head. Here's how the police think the theft went down. According to the press release, suspects 1 and 2, the young women with dark hair, are believed to have initially cased the business around 2:50 in the afternoon to figure out the value of the jewelry. Suspect 3 entered the store shortly after the first two left and asked about the value of a specific pair of earrings. After their initial visit to the store, suspects 1 and 2 came back, claiming they had forgotten their cell phone. Shortly thereafter, an older couple, suspects 4 and 5, entered the store and stole three pieces of jewelry while suspects 1 and 2 distracted the store employee. The stolen pieces included a pendant valued at $45,240, aquamarine earrings valued at $21,750, and a pair of pearl earrings valued at $28,000. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh for KDNK News.